Good morning, Columbus, Ohio.
It's your guy, Kenny Hodge, branch president, with a quick postal podcast. Hey, listen, last 2 days we've been talking about the RI-399. And I want you to know, maybe I'm giving you a lot of information, and I'm not trying to inundate you with information, but you know, it's important to me that I, through my words and through my actions, express to you that I have the knowledge and the skill set to assist in bringing about a greater understanding or better resolution to the RI-399, to the F1 scheduler coming out. So it's important to me that I try to convey to you that I have the skill set to do that, but it is just as important to me that you understand I want to do this for us. I want to do this for the craft. I want to use my years of postal management and help grow the craft, have training that will allow branch presidents to stand firmer because we stand more united. Again, I'm real big on training, and that's something that's definitely going to take place once I'm elected local president. So I'm going to try to cover a lot of issues. I'm going to talk to you pretty much every week, right up until you vote me into office. So we're going to cover a lot, and I'm going to, at times, break this down right into teaching mode. Now, let me also explain to you that for the past 20 years, I have been a senior course writer for the United States Army, which means I help develop, teach courses, teach instructors how to teach courses. So when I tell you that training is important, again, we're not going to be out in a parking lot, no crawling through parking spaces. But what we want to do is have more more of a regularly scheduled time. Excuse me, when I get with the branch presidents and have training sessions. I don't mean meetings. I mean training sessions. I want to introduce an issue, and I want to have training sessions so that by the end of the session, we all pretty much say the same thing about the same issue. Now think about that and how powerful we just became. If we handle agreements in Indiana, pretty much, now, you know, everyone has their own idiosyncrasies that they bring to the game, but we handle an issue in Indiana in the exact same manner that we handle it in Columbus, Ohio, or the exact same manner we handle it in Indiana. Think about how powerful as a union, now we talk about union, come together, stay strong together, we just became. And again, when we have situations where we are all on the same sheet of music, we are all speaking the same language pertaining to a specific item, then it's easy to replicate that and teach that to the members. And when we teach that to the members, again, iron sharpens iron. But you got to understand that I am perfectly okay with members who never pick up their union contract.
Did he just say
I'm perfectly okay with people who don't get involved in the day-to-day operations or the day-to-day literature or the day-to-day circumstances that affects their job?
Did he just say he don't care?
Until
he don't care, we don't read
something happens so important that, again, they'll come around.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
If something happens, they don't come to the meeting.
I want you to be okay with that. And I want you to be okay with that because your vote for Ken Hodge as your local president, you're going to be okay with that because you're going to know that Ken Hodge and the staff, the branch.
Oh, he's smooth.
The officers of Local 304.
I like how this guy talks.
They're going to be on top of it. And so, again, I do this for the craft. Sure, I'm going to look forward to being a local president. But I'm looking forward to doing that because I really want to do, I want you to get a taste of what good leadership can do. You know what? I want you to get a taste of what better leadership can do. Because again, this isn't about bringing anybody down to pick me up. I think my skill set will stand on its own. But I want you to understand that we are going to be a much different local than we are right now. I'm going to promise you that. We'll have more functions together. You know what? I got off track for a minute because my passion kind of took over. But I want to bring this back around to what this topic was about. That RI-399. Hey, listen. Those that want to get engaged, read up on it. Understand what's taking place. Understand that as of September 2017, the craft doing the job, the work, whatever, how you want to define it, most of the time it's going to be the craft that's going to be awarded that. Now, we've got this tripartite agreement, but let's just keep it 100. We've got an agreement between the APW and the mail handler craft. But again, nobody is just going to let the other craft, the other union, walk away with positions that they feel belong to their union. So I'm sure there's going to be some intense dialogue going on there. Because if you think that because you've got a tripartite agreement that you're going to take this and they're going to take that, you got to know the APW is going to have a little strong opposition for you. But, you know, we can become united to ensure that the post office takes care of both unions. But when it comes right down to it, again, we're probably going to have to do some heavy and intense negotiation with APW also. Again, every union wants every job assigned to their craft. The more job, the more members. The more members, the bigger you grow your union. I mean, the basic economics here. And getting back to the RI-399, inside that grievance dockets or grievance folders, there were a lot of cases dealing with the right of ownership. When I say right of ownership, which craft, which union is entitled to do specified or specific work acts. A lot of those grievances just got tossed. Now, again, I don't know how far back they went, but I'll bet they went over 10 years. If my information is wrong, I apologize. The union set me straight. But I'm just trying to say that there were grievances that in the era or the consciousness of fair play, that both sides agreed that we're just going to throw these out and start fresh. Well, having spent all that time in postal management, I'm relatively certain that somebody did the math on all those cases and said, if we can get the union to throw all these out, it's going to be a really good day for postal management. But regardless of how we arrived there, it's done. And now we're trying to move forward. But there was a lot of money thrown out in an attempt to come to a level playing field that moving forward, we won't have to go through this process or this time lag process again. That's just my saying on that, okay? But when it gets to that RI-399, just remember, it's a touchy subject. Anyone who wants to engage me in a distal conversation on more specifics about that document or the letter of instructions, contact me at Kenneth Hodge, all one word, Kenneth Hodge at npmhu304.com. I say again, Kenneth Hodge at npmhu304.com. That's my email address. Yeah, I purchased that server in an attempt to make sure that all the stewards in Columbus, Ohio, had a npmhu304.com email address. I've sensed, I still own the server and own 15 web addresses that go with it. Unfortunately, when I was asked to suddenly vacate my office, I closed those accounts out. But listen, RI-399, pick up your union book, read it if you're interested. And if you're not interested, that's fine, because I'm interested enough for the workers. Hey, let's have a great day. And that's going to close out my little short topic on RI-399. I think I want to talk to you now on the F1 scheduler. Yes, I think we want to talk the F1 scheduler. So tomorrow, on Thursday and Friday, I'll start a series on F1. Again, trying to share basic knowledge so we have a better understanding of exactly what it is we are happy with or unhappy with. And we're not going to be unhappy with something just because someone else said we should be. Talk to you tomorrow, folks. Kenny Hodge, have a wonderful day.